The much-anticipated reopening of Brooklyn's McCarran Park pool this season has been marred by fighting, thefts, and multiple arrests. On Tuesday, police used pepper spray to subdue patrons and arrested three people. Yesterday, there was a heated argument between two police officers and two pool staffers who were using a side entrance.
It's about, we're telling you, number one, where's his ID?
A supervisor told police the two men were, in fact, pool employees. Is it just McCarran that's dealing with these incidents, or do tensions flare at all 66 of the city's public pools? We visited the biggest one yesterday, the Astoria Aquatic Complex in Queens. It's actually larger than McCarran, with a capacity of more than 2,100 people. NYC Park Advocates, a group that monitors pool incidents, says it hasn't seen a single issue at Astoria's pool this season, not even a locker break-in. 11-year-old Christian Guzman says it's usually peaceful at the pool.
Last year, there was like a few fights, but this year, I haven't saw a fight yet, and I've been here almost every day.
Guzman calls Astoria's pool his home away from home. Gwen Alexander has been working there for 2 years. She says even though she doesn't see fights at Astoria, they still have to enforce the rules, like when people come to the pool with water bottles full of booze.
So when we see someone bobbing and weaving, okay, we got a juicy right there. That means juice head. We have to get him off the pool for his safety as well as everyone else's.
More than 10 parks and NYPD officers patrol an upper perimeter and inside Astoria's pool facility to watch for rule breakers and make sure people are safe. At McCarran Park Pool, at least 16 officers and a sergeant have been seen at the pool lately. They're stationed on both sides of the pool deck and at the entrance. 49-year-old Laura Pacheco says she appreciates all the security.
Now that I see so many police around the area, I feel safer leaving my car with stuff inside because you can't bring nothing in the pool. So being that you know that you have all the surveillance around you, it's nice because you feel comfortable and safer.
Pacheco was at McCarran Park Pool yesterday with her 70-year-old mother and her 5-year-old granddaughter. She says it's nicer than it was when she visited as a child. 28-year-old Ray Soto says a lunchtime trip to McCarran has become a part of his summer routine. He was there on Tuesday during the pepper spraying incident. Soto says the trouble comes at closing time.
People just get hype and they start breaking the rules when it's half an hour prior closing the pool. That's what happens, and they don't care because they're leaving anyway, so they don't mind being kicked out.
And there are other theories about why McCarran Park Pool is having problems. Some say the racial tensions that existed in the surrounding neighborhoods before the pool closed in 1984 are back. But WNYC's Kathleen Horan says she hasn't found that to be the case on several visits to McCarran this season.
People have said because the pool is so new that there's just an eagerness of people from all over the city to flock to the pool to try it out. There's been a lot of people saying that there's kids that are going into the pool unattended. And whenever you have a lot of kids that don't have supervision, they might act out.
The city's Parks Department tracks crime and other incidents at public pools. A spokesperson declined to immediately release the numbers for this season and said they're being updated this week.